This class room is larger than average, and each student has their own individual laptop to work on. Eighth grader Malik Tai sits down to his for creative writing and media class.
So this is our homepage. Then it shows you all this, and it's the agenda. And then these are all the things we're going to do today or tomorrow.
Students and teachers here use the online system Echo for everything, posting and turning in assignments, teacher feedback, and the gradebook.
It shows you how you're working and get graded on these five things: collaboration, agency, written communication, knowledge and thinking, and oral communication. And all these add up to 100%. And right now I have an A+.
This is Toles Middle School in the Fort Wayne Community School District, which just started their new tech program this year. Now the once all Montessori school has large windows on classroom walls for easy observation. Program director Tim Captain shows just how open the community is.
We live by the culture of trust, respect, and responsibility, so you'll notice lockers, not locks.
Overall, the kids here, like one young lady walking down the hall, have a lot of freedom.
We don't have bells. She goes. When she needs to go, she just gets up, walks out of the class, goes to the bathroom, comes right back.
And that's the premise of Toll's new tech.
When they're given the responsibility and the chance to soar, they do.
Few assignments have one correct answer. Students need to be resourceful and work together. Less lectures, more group projects. STEM knowledge and technological savvy are key. There's still the basics, fractions, geology,
continental.
But curriculum works together, like taking your findings from science class and creating an advertisement out of them. Jude Garnier is the director of leadership development for the National New Tech Network. She says education needs to change with the times.
The world, what's demanded of them out there now is significantly different even than it was 10, 15 years ago.
But breaking the status quo with programs like New Tech is no easy task.
This is requiring significant changes in people's understanding and way of thinking about teaching and learning. It's adaptive work. It means changing belief systems and changing behaviors. It's big. So when you begin to make those changes, it can be scary for people.
And Northeast Indiana shows what it takes to make that systemic change happen. The Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership, with many other partners, identified the skills that would be needed for the advanced manufacturing industry of the region and the 21st century economy. They saw the new tech model as a good option for the type of K-12 education they'd like to see. Upwards of $500,000 in grant funding was needed to start up each of the new techs here. The first programs established have already shown improvements in things like graduation rates and higher-order thinking skills. Ryan Twiss of the Regional Partnership says it's thanks to that same holistic thinking central to the new tech curriculum itself that the programs were able to be implemented. Economic and workforce development, the education system, and elected officials all had to work together.
We have a sense of collaboration here in Northeast Indiana that you don't see in many other communities, even nationwide, let alone in the Midwest or throughout the state.
Because of the cost, it's not likely that we'll ever see 100% new tech. But a lot of schools are still headed in that direction.
What we've also supported, but the region has really bought in, is the adoption of project-based learning throughout the entire system.
Back at Toles, 8th grader Malik is truly preparing for the future. His math class is working on a simulation in paying taxes and bills and budgeting their finances.
We gotta know not to blow all our money, because some kids probably are doing that right now.
What do you think you actually want to do when you get out into the real world and you're making money?
Have no debt.
More specifically, he'd like to be either a debt-free pro basketball player or a debt-free orthodontist. Now, New Tech might not help Malik get into the MBA, and it is Toll's first year with it. But if other programs throughout the region and nation are any indication, it's likely that he and the rest of his classmates will have a shot at a bright future. For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Alvino.